Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you, as always. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Terry Neese is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Terry is one of my heroes. She's one of the great members of our Brain Trust. She does so much for women business owners, not only in the United States, but around the world. She's been doing this for a long time. Maybe it's because she's a business owner herself. Maybe that was one of the reasons she got into this. She's currently the president and CEO of the Institute for Economic Empowerment of Women. And she, as I said earlier, she's one of my heroes. Terry Neese, welcome back to the show.
Hey, good to hear your voice, Jim.
It's good to talk to you, Terry. Congratulations on the award that NABO gave you.
Thank you. It's such a special award.
Tell us. Let me see if I get it right now. Let me see if I got it here. Let me see. Terry Neese, I'm going to read it, folks. Terry Neese was honored with the 2010 National Association of Women Business Owners Conference. You received the Gillian Rudd Business Leadership Award.
Gillian Rudd.
Gillian Rudd, okay. So yes, tell us what that's about.
Well, Gillian was really my mentor. I met Gillian in 1987. Let me tell you what an important woman this was. Had it not been for Gillian, in 1987, when the U.S. Small Business Administration released their data on small business and the growth of small business and how small businesses were doing in America, there was not one mention of women business owners.
Huh.
And Gillian was president of the National Association of Women Business Owners that year, and she had traveled throughout the United States. She knew the small business owners, women business owners, were growing exponentially. So she called a press conference on the steps of the United States Capitol and chastised the Small Business Administration for not digging deeper into their data and finding out what women business owners were doing. Congressman John LaFalce authored legislation that then set up all these women's business centers around the country.
The 8A programs and all that?
All the women business owner programs came from H.R. 5050, which is what Gillian Rudd called for. And so Gillian encouraged me to, I was not a member of NABO, did not know who NABO was. She encouraged me to join the group and become active in the group. She tapped on me to be on the national board of NABO in 1988 when this legislation was passed.
What were you doing in those days? Were you running your own business?
Yeah, I just had my head down. I'd been in business 12 years.
You were making payroll, weren't you?
Yeah, I was making payroll. I wasn't really a joiner, wasn't involved in
the industry. You weren't looking for a windmill to tilt at, were you?
I wasn't. And in 1990, I became president, the national president.
Wow.
In a few short years, became national president of NABO. And none of that would have happened had it not been for Gillian and her encouragement, and I spent a great deal of time with her. Gillian died at a very, very young age in the 90s of ovarian cancer, and certainly my hero and my mentor.
Well, she not only was a visionary with regard to the national economic and political landscape, but she obviously knew how to pick talent. And so congratulations. I know that award means an awful lot to you, not just on its face, but from a personal standpoint. So congratulations on that. So
thank you, Jim.
But tell the audience what you're doing, folks. Now when she tells you, you're going to understand why she received this award. Remind us now, you've been telling us before, what's going on right now in the lives of some very special business owners?
Well, Peace Through Business is our program, and it really begins in February with training and education in Afghanistan, actually on the ground in Afghanistan and Rwanda. We educate about 35 women in each country, and then we select 15 of the top scores, those that reach high scores in the classroom and various other groups of criteria that make that selection possible. So we choose 15 from each country to come to the United States. They arrived here on June the 4th. many American women business owners are in the classroom with them, going through a full kind of mini MBA program with these women, talking with the women about how they implement their business plan here in the United States. Where do they go for access to capital? How do they get their products and services to the marketplace? And then the Afghan and Rwanda women go live with an American woman business owner for a week.
Wow.
Go back and forth to her business and really understand what she's doing in her business, mentor her,
job
shadowing,
in her business shadowing, and, basically, yeah.
And in her personal life. And then they all roll back into, this all happens at Northwood University and then, you know, all across the country. And then we go back into Northwood University this month, June 20th, actually Sunday, and we have an International Women's Economic Summit where we have ambassadors, the Afghan ambassador, the Rwanda ambassador, many national VIPs and women business owners that know the real world, work with the women on focusing on how they can go back to their country and be more of a leader in their country. And then they all go home on June 24th.
You know, Terry, before you got here, I was telling the audience that one of the great ways to acquire a peace dividend in this world is to foster business ownership. And if you want to put that on steroids, foster a woman business owner. And because the when you have a business, you realize, and when you want that business to succeed, you want to be self-determined, you realize that that can only happen in an environment of liberty.
Right.
And when you have women who are willing, who believe in this so much, they'll stand up to tyrants who want to take away that liberty. And in my opinion, one of the great ways to foster peace in the world is to foster business ownership, especially women's business ownership. And that's the reason why I was telling them about what you're doing, what you've been doing, and why I think it's so important.
Well, you know, if you educate a woman, you educate her family, you educate her community, and you educate her nation.
Yeah.
And this education will be passed on. One of the things that we, I don't want to use the word demand, but it's close to demand, that these women go back home and pay it forward.
Yeah.
They have to go back and teach men and women.
And they will. And they will, because that's something that women do a really good job of. We'll take a quick break, folks. We're going to be right back after these messages with our good friend Terry Neese and hearing about the great work that she's doing. 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for checking it out when you get a chance. I hope you will. Lots of good stuff there. Don't forget to take our poll, which is right there on the homepage. And also, don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. Lots of stuff that will help you with your small business, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you're on Twitter, you want to follow me there, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Terry Neese is our guest. She's the president and CEO of the Institute for Economic Empowerment of Women. We're talking about the work that she's doing on behalf of helping women in other countries to get their establish a business and to pay it forward. Use these women. They're basically seeds, aren't they? We're planting in these countries.
Oh, absolutely.
Seeds of liberty, seeds of entrepreneurship.
And they really, you know, once they come here and they see the freedom and our democracy working here, then they understand a little bit better how to go back and demand those kinds of rights and that kind of justice and the rule of law back in their own home.
I can imagine being in Afghanistan, being in Rwanda, and not having a good perspective on what it's like where contracts prevail, where self-determination prevails, where women can come and go, you know, as a full, you know, just like they were like anybody else, which they are not in those countries, are they?
No, and one of our students this year, Jim, we decided we really needed to build our leadership bench in both countries. So we have brought back some of our Peace Through Business graduates from 2007, 2008, and 2009.
Wow.
One of those women is Farzana. I'll just call her Farzana. She lives in Kandahar City in Afghanistan, which is, of course, the most conservative city.
Right.
And the most dangerous in Afghanistan. And mm-hmm. she runs a business education center. She has about 20 computers. Where she brings in men and women to teach them literacy skills and computer skills. She's now actually going into prisons and educating and training. She's trained about 200 women in prison in Kandahar.
Why are these women in prison?
Oh, for things that they shouldn't be in prison
for right. for doing nothing, basically, probably.
Yeah, right, for such awful crimes as being raped themselves, but they're in prison.
So if they get raped, they go to prison?
They go to prison.
We got a long way to go over there, don't we, Terry?
We do.
Holy mackerel.
But we're getting there. And it takes someone like American women business owners to step up and work with these women and encourage them and empower them and
if somebody
them.
Barbara I'm sorry, Terry, if somebody wants to is inspired by what you're doing, what you're saying, they want to get involved, how do they do that?
They need to go to our website, www.ieew.com. Follow us on Twitter.
IEEW.com.
I'm sorry, .org.
.org. IEEW.org.
That's correct.
Okay.
And follow us on Twitter. We have all of the women who are with us. Their bios and their profiles are on our website.
If they just want to, if they're just like you were in '87, just your head down trying to make payroll, but they want to try to leverage you a little bit, can they join you, make a contribution somehow?
They can absolutely join us.
If they want to sponsor a lady in an upcoming class or something like that.
They can't anywhere from.
What would it cost? What would it cost to sponsor a woman for this thing? I want to do a scholarship for one of these women.
Well, full scholarship, which would include their in-country training, their flight to the United States, and their month here in the United States, it's $10,000.
Wow!
And by the way, there's a lot of women business owners across the country that are doing that.
Uh huh.
And they're putting their money where their mouth is.
But if they could do $1,000, that could go towards all it takes is 10 women to send 10 businesses to do that, and we got a scholarship.
Exactly. And also, let's go a little lower than that. If they wanted to say, you know what, I'd love to give $100. That $100 will buy an entrepreneurship curriculum book for one woman in one of the countries. So there's small dollars mean a lot
right.
to this program.
Barbara,
so,
I keep saying, look, Terry, here's a question for you. The women in Afghanistan are Muslim.
Yes.
The women in Rwanda are primarily Christian.
That's correct.
How are they coming together?
They work together so well that we're really kind of mystified by it. We didn't know for sure how the women would work together. But they get into small groups and total together and really work on their business plan. They work on implementation.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a full blend. You get the American women in there working with them.
The humanity is rising above the religious differences.
Oh, yeah, they don't care. What they really want to do is go back home and provide for their family, their children.
Yeah.
And help other men and women start and form businesses in their country.
Are there Grameen Bank resources for these ladies?
There are. It is available.
These are small microloans, folks, that women and businesses in third world countries are receiving. Are they using those quickly? I'm out of time.
They're not using them.
Yeah.
And the financing that's available in these countries, 21% interest.
Oh.
We're looking at starting a program. The American women business owners are looking at starting a program to help these women with microfinance.
Terry Neese, thank you for being here. Award-winning leader, international leader. Terry, thank you so much. I'm proud of you.
Thank you, Jim. I appreciate it. Good to talk to you.
You too. Terry Neese, folks, she'll be back. We'll keep telling you about this. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.